This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Now listen up, Peddy. I've just come from the meeting of the British establishment, where we all dressed up as Boris and said, "Who'd like to look after my children?" Funny. Jacob Rees-Mogg addressed us in Latin and said it's absolutely vital that we deal with the stain of slavery that sullies Britain's reputation for being jolly good sports. As a result, we've decided to stop teaching history in schools. How fiendishly clever. He also asked me to relay the following message to your government in the spirit of friendship. The British government hereby formally withdraws its apology for the famine, as you caused it yourselves, you filthy non-crop-rotating spud munchers. Could you pass that on for me, like a good little Mick? Lord Edmund de Servants Banker, London, and rather a lot of Kenya.
I couldn't possibly pass that message on to the government. We don't have one. I asked my cousin, the political anorak, what's the difference between Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil? He said, Fianna Fáil is more inclined to look out for the poor and the misfortunate. I said, sure, that's hardly a surprise. They're leaders from Turner's Cross. Hashtag look after your own.
It's getting competitive on our WhatsApp group, Douglas Rhodes Donners, who can remember your dress size from last year. We've all decided it's a no for foreign holidays this year, because what's the point in being gorgeous if you have to wear a face mask on the plane? Not to worry, buying a tent and roaming around West Cork is so now on the Douglas Road, it's nearly as popular as a dodgy bank account in Luxembourg. It's going to be a total hippie vibe. But this is Douglas Road, so you're toast if you don't buy a tent that costs more than a row of houses in Carrigtwohill. So, where is the best place to get a tent that will ram my wealth down other people's throats? Jenny, Douglas Road.
Sorry, I'm allergic to tents. My Connor wanted me to go camping last year. He said there's nothing better than waking up to the smell of West Cork. I said, you've obviously never slept with a man from Dunmanway. Hashtag soap dodging.
Come here, Audrey. What's the story with posh old dolls going mad for me chain? I do Deliveroo the odd time when it's dry like. Gets the babs in so I can drink me loaf off when Liverpool finally win the title, do you know? I normally gets a smile off the posh bjors when I drop off like, but it's gone up a fierce notch the past couple of weeks. One of them asked if I'd like to come in and put it up on the table. I don't think she was talking about the pizza, do you know what I mean? I says to her, what's the story with all the attention, love? She says, I'm loving your chain, dude. You're like Connell in Normal People. Like, I've had this chain since I was two. Do you think I should binge watch the show to get tips on what to be turning posh ones wild with desire? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool?
My Connor came home last night and asked if I'd like him to wear a chain. I said, I know, we'll stick with the handcuffs. Hashtag Kinky Thursday.
Hello, Kathleen here. I'm from one of the top families in Mallow. We're down to the last three to have the new bridge named after us. Mama would be beside herself, God rest her. Anyway, my daughter arrived home Monday with her new boyfriend. He's from some place up in the city called St. Luke's. She swears that he's posh and goes to Christians, but I looked it up there on Google Maps and it's on the north side, which I know from reading your column is worse than Beirut. So, is he acceptable for the cream of North Cork? Kathleen, Mallow.
I asked the posh cousin to sum up St. Luke's in four words or less. She said, Sundays, well, with Volvos. I said, are they very right on? She said, well, a lot of them say they're big into wind power, but that's just St. Luke speak for I sail a 40-footer out across Avon.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.